The message of today is simple. 3 years ago, we walked into a situation that was had a dysfunctional government, had an economy that was slow and going south. Upstate New York had one of the slowest economies in the United States of America. And we said 3 years ago that we were going to change that. And we were going to change the trajectory of the economy. And we laid out the plan, and the plan basically had two parts. And one was work that we had to do here on a statewide basis, which was changing the reputation of New York State as an anti-business state, a high-tax state. Why did we have the reputation as a high-tax state? Because we're a high-tax state. That's why we have the reputation for being a high-tax state. Sometimes the perception is the reality, and it was the reality. And we said we had to change that because people are more mobile, businesses are more mobile, they'll vote with their feet and leave. And they were doing that in great numbers all across the state, especially in upstate New York. So we said, well, we were going to do a 180, and we were going to change it. To reduce taxes, you had to reduce spending. One of my first budget meetings, new governor, we were going through the budget briefing, and they said to me, you know, we don't have a taxation problem. We have a spending problem. We only tax a lot because we spend a lot. I said, oh, I get it. I have the same problem at home with my kids. So to get the taxation down, you had to get the spending down. And we did that. We have a spending cap in the state of New York, self-imposed, of about 2%, which is about a third of what the state was spending in addition year after year after year. We then renegotiated our labor contracts down to three zeros for the out years. We reduced the workforce. We did pension reform to bring down the structural drivers. We brought down the spending of the state of New York. We passed the property tax cap 2% on all the local governments. So we dramatically reduced spending, which allowed us to dramatically reduce taxes. And that is exactly what people and businesses wanted to see and hear from the state of New York. And we've done it every year for the past 3 years. Personal income tax for the middle class up to $300,000, so a very expansive middle class. Lowest tax rate in 60 years. Just think about that. Lowest tax rate in 60 years. And then just yesterday, we had a commission headed by former Governor George Pataki and former Comptroller Carl McCall, Republican and Democrat. Two people who know a little bit about this state. They've dedicated their lives to public service in this state. They did a recommendation saying because the finances are now stabilized for the state, we are actually in a position to do additional tax relief and focusing on property taxes. Why? Because property taxes are the worst and most crushing tax in this state. People don't know the income tax rate they pay. They all know how much they pay for property taxes. And we pay some of the highest property taxes in the United States of America. The downstate suburbs, Nassau, Suffolk, Rockland, Westchester, literally in the absolute dollars, some of the highest property taxes in the country. The upstate counties, by percentage of home value, they pay the highest taxes in the nation. Number one tax on business, property taxes. Number one tax we collect, $50 billion in property taxes, only $40 billion in personal income tax. The commission came back and recommended a two-year freeze in property taxes subsidized by the state, which means property taxes for the next 2 years would be frozen, 0% increase, zero and zero. When you think about... They also recommend a circuit, what's called the circuit breaker relief for lower income families and reducing the corporate income tax in the state of New York. When you think about it, I was actually on the phone with a reporter in Albany yesterday, and I love to talk to the Albany-based reporters because they're so friendly and they're so optimistic and they're they're always looking for the good in every situation. I said, you know, if I had said to you 3 years ago, when we were looking at a $10 billion deficit and a government that couldn't pass a budget, couldn't pass a bill, And we had scandals, we had indictments. If I had said to you 3 years ago that in 3 years we're going to go from a $10 billion deficit in a government that can't pass a bill to the lowest income tax rate in 60 years, a property tax freeze, a labor contract renegotiated to triple zeros, pension reform, you would have told me it was impossible. And they would have. And that kind of progress over the past 3 years you feel radiating all throughout the state. And that allowed step two to be possible. And step two is exactly what you've done region by region across this state. And frankly, that was the hard work. What we did here in Albany with taxes and getting a financial house in order, that's what we were supposed to do. What you've done in the regions is actually going above and beyond. And it was a fundamentally different concept. Senator DeFrancisco is exactly right. I was with a group of governors in Washington the other day. No, I was not in Washington because I'm planning to run for president of the United States, just so in case you ask the question. The group of governors, and one of the governors came up to me and said, what is this about the regional councils that you're doing in New York? I said, well, the short story is this. There are two basic steps to it. First, we go to the regions and we identify a region and we take all the parties that usually compete and we get them to come around one table and to cooperate. So we get the business leaders, we get the academic leaders, we get the political leaders, we put them all together. We get the political leaders from the county and the city and the outlying towns and we say, you have to work together. And rather than coming up with different proposals and competing with each other, come up with one proposal, all cooperate on that proposal and submit that proposal and come up with one plan that blends the academic and the business and the political plans all into one. He said, what else do you do? I said, then step two is we take all the funding, government funding from Albany, and rather than making the decisions in Albany, we defer to that body in the region on the funding decisions. So in the past, we would make housing decisions, what housing programs get grants, we decide in Albany, what economic development grants we decide in Albany, what social service grants we decide in Albany. We just want on a 180 degrees, we say we're going to look to that regional council for a bottom-up decision-making process. And the governor looked at me and said, yeah, but that's incredibly hard what you're doing. I said, yes, but it's also necessary and it also works. And that's what you did. And it was incredibly hard. It's exactly right in concept and easy in concept. You know, it sounds easy. Everyone around, cooperate, don't compete. Forget the lines on the map. Politicians all cooperate, join arms and kumbaya. One vision for the region. Yeah, no, it's exactly right in concept. But very, very hard to do. And you've done it. And by the way, you've done it better every year for the past 3 years. And by the way, it is working. It is working. Every sign says that. S&P and Moody's looked at the state of New York. They gave us a positive outlook. We are creating jobs in the state of New York to the point where we have created more private sector jobs in the state of New York than ever existed before in the history of the state of New York. That's what you've accomplished. And it's not just looking at the economic indicators and looking at the numbers. You travel across the state, you can see it, you can feel it, you can see it on the faces of New Yorkers all across the state. You go to Buffalo, which was probably one of the most depressed areas of the state. Somebody in Buffalo said to me once, when it comes to the economy, we've had a bad 50 years. And they weren't kidding. And Buffalo has a totally different energy about it, totally different outlook. You literally go to Buffalo now and you see something that generations never saw. You see cranes in the sky. You didn't see cranes in the sky. Nobody was building in Buffalo. And Buffalo's coming back, and they'll talk to you about the Buffalo Niagara Medical Corridor and the capital of clean energy. They have a vision, they have a strategy, and they're going for it. You go to the North Country. which also one of the areas of the state of New York that just felt neglected, that they were there on their own, that nobody cared. And as a region, they didn't even associate in total unanimity. And there's a positiveness, there's a cohesiveness in the North Country. They're developing tourism. They have a vision for biotech. The Trudeau Institute, what it did for this state and this country and what it's going to do going forward is an engine for biotech working with Clarkson. You go to Long Island and they'll talk about Cold Spring Harbor and Brookhaven and the R&D they're doing. You go to the Southern Tier, Binghamton University and Cornell as centers of R&D. It's all across the state. You see it in the Brooklyn Navy Yard where they're doing manufacturing again. You feel that it's different. So it's not just numbers on a piece of paper. And I believe we haven't even hit our stride yet. And the startup program that you heard in Lewis Black, when people understand what that is, that's going to take off. Because it takes everything we've been talking about to a new level. And it's simple, and it's digestible, and it makes sense. Zero tax zones. Really zero tax. No income tax, no property tax, no sales tax for 10 years. That's the program. That's the whole plan. It takes New York, which was one of the highest tax states, one of the most expensive places to do business, and overnight makes those zones one of the least expensive places in the nation to do business. Now, other states have no income tax. But if they have no income tax, they have some other tax, because you need some form of revenue in a state. So they'll have no income tax, but they have a high sales tax, or high property tax, or a value-added tax. These zones are zero tax zones. 64 across the state, 59 of the 64 in upstate New York. Why 59 of the 64 in upstate New York? Because upstate New York needs more help economically than downstate New York. And that's the truth, long unrecognized, but the truth. When people understand what startup is, it's going to sell itself. Literally, our problem now is it's almost too good to be true. They're waiting for the catch. They're waiting for the caveat. It can't be that the state of New York would have a zero tax zone. How do you go from tax capital to zero tax? It's true. It's right. And when we market that and you incorporate those startup zones into your REDC thinking and planning, and you use them as a tool in your toolbox, there's going to be no stopping us. And there shouldn't be any stopping us. Because this is the greatest state in the United States of America. And we have every asset. And we have every asset imaginable. Whatever you could want, whatever you could need, we have right here. And we have the best of it. The key to our success, and when I knew we were going to be okay, was even in the dark days, even when people were leaving and businesses were leaving, and you talk to somebody who was going to be leaving the state of New York, the one thing you heard over and over and over, if you listened, was they would say, I have to leave because my wife's job moved. I have to leave because my business moved. I have to leave because I can't find a job. But it was always, I have to leave. Nobody ever said, I want to leave. They said, I have to leave. To the extent people left the state, to the extent we have had issues, they were self-created. We chased people from the state. We forced people from the state. The property tax did it. The high tax did it. The lack of economic development did it. But nobody ever wanted to leave the state of New York. We just have to let our assets shine. And we just have to take the barriers that we constructed and take them down. And that's what you're doing in the Regional Economic Development Councils every day. And you are doing it extraordinarily well. The assets of this state are once again rising to the surface. And that's what made this state the Empire State before, and that's what's making this state the Empire State again.